Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Hey, Jim, what are you watching there?
Oh, The Young Ones. Do you remember that show?
Oh, yeah, but why are the kids crying?
Haven't you heard? The people's poet is dead. Okay, it's Friday. Perfect pop week. And for this episode today, we had been picking one song each. Today it's going to be a double, all right? So we're each going to pick a song to round out the perfect pop week, all right, Patrick?
Oh, it sounds good, Jim.
Okay, so it's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Lenahan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
And Patrick Foster is going to go first.
Yeah, I just want to tell you guys something, and I want to make that something in the form of a question. Jim, do you remember where you were on New Year's Eve, 1985?
So the New Year's Eve, you mean the end of 84 going into 85?
No, I mean 85 going into 86.
Okay, got it. Let's see, 85... No, I can't say that I remember that.
Okay, well, I do remember, Jim, and all right. I'll remember for both of us.
Which means, by the way, it was probably a good night for me. But anyway, go ahead.
I was hanging out with my friend in Andy Buick's house, my best friend, and we were sitting in the living room. I think his parents were gone to Florida for their annual New Year's Eve, Christmas visit with the family, and a friend of ours came over, Todd Lanier. And he brought a tape, cassette tape, put it in a boombox, Jim. It was Big Audio Dynamite. It was the studio album released in 1985. So it was just, you know, a couple months before. And it was a pretty hip new album. And Jim, I got to tell you, it was the first time I ever understood there was life beyond the Clash. Like, there could be electronic music that works with like beats and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I was a pretty young kid. I didn't really know that that was possible. Like, I didn't even see like mix ups and, you know, all these different things that could happen. So, the song I'm going to play today for Perfect Pop is by Santa Gold. And I'll tell you why I picked this, because not only to me does it evoke the spirit of Big Audio Dynamite, it evokes the spirit of my life in the sense that my kids, my offspring, my, you know, my most treasured accomplishments of my entire life understand that they can come to me with some music and like try to open my mind a tiny little bit and say, hey, you know, old man, you know, there's still something here about this new music you should appreciate. And like, you should understand it in context. Like, hey, maybe, you know, they've gotten this smart, Jim. It's not like, hey, let's not thrust this on dad wholesale, but let's say like, hey, maybe it reminds him of this, you know, or something like that. And I love the fact that they can make those references. So, I don't know. This record, Santa Gold, debut album, second song, just to me, perfect pop. Reminds me of Big Audio Dynamite. Reminds me of punk. And, you know, like you were saying, Jim, delight. Like all the different possibilities about music and how you have to keep yourself open to embrace all that. So just listen to this tune and listen to how amazing it is.
Just not enough.
Okay, I tell you, I got to listen to more Santa Gold.
Oh, yeah, man. Totally. Today. Yeah, that first album is amazing.
Okay.
And, you know, what's wrong with that one, Jim, right? It's just like you'll find a way to understand, like, there's a lot of really cool stuff happening at all times. And, you know, sometimes you might say, like, well, you know, I'm not really sure how I feel about new music, but think about if new music was made from your own offspring who, like, behind your back snuck and listened to your records and, like, actually secretly dug the stuff that you played them, and most of the time they made, you know, like, a bad face about it, but so I just think that's our job, man, right? Pass on the cool tunes to the other ones. So
absolutely,
that's what I love about that song.
No, so it's great. It's great then when, yeah, they come back at you and be like, you would like this based on what I've heard you
and
play.
And man, when you really like it, it's the best feeling in the world. Like, oh my God, that's right. Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Really good.
Awesome.
Cool.
All right. That's a really great tune.
Thank you, man. Yeah, it's great.
That's a great
I love idea. It. I think you love that whole first three Santa Gold albums. She's really, really good. Yeah.
All right. I will be excited to check this out. That's awesome. Okay. All right. I'll make the last pick here for the week.
Yes.
Round us out. I think I'm going to take us out with a bang here.
All right.
Before I do that, let's mention one more time. Suburbs Fest comes up October 1st and 2nd in the D.C. suburbs. We're going to start off in Falls Church, Virginia.
Yeah, it's going to be
Friday,
good.
October 1st at Settle Down Easy Brewery.
Right.
And meet up there. And then Then October 2nd is Silver Spring, Maryland at the American Legion Hall. And your band's going to play. A couple other cool bands are going to play. And it's going to be a lot of fun. So go to suburbspod.com where you'll find the information.
Yep.
On Suburbs.
And it's all
come
free.
On out.
It's all free, man. No cover charge. Just get yourself here and have a good time.
It's going to be so much fun.
Yeah, right. It's going to be great.
Okay, here we go. I want to end us with a hard rock song. This to me is perfect just because it's like, unlike the Joe Jackson, you know, where we talked about the sparseness being part of the appeal,
right.
This has no sparseness at all. This is wall to wall rock and roll. Okay. And I dare you to find anything wrong with this song.
Great
right?
way to go out, man.
All right. This is Motorhead, Ace of Spades. That song is all kinds of great, isn't it?
I mean, I feel like, you know how sometimes you watch like a sports match or game and like, they're like, what's going on before the game starts? It's like, oh, they're inducting somebody into some Hall of Fame. It should be like, before we have Suburbs Pod Fest, let's induct Ace of Spades into like the first song in the Hall of Fame. Like some sort of ceremony.
Seriously, man. You know,
how is it not already in the
I know
Hall of Fame?
I know.
Yeah.
I mean, I know we it's like, I know we say things like this from time to time, but it's so true on this. This is a song that just grabs you. It does not let go. You know, it's from the moment it starts. It actually starts, I just learned this today, that little intro that you hear is actually a distorted or like an overdriven bass at the very beginning of the song. Because Lemmy, of course, man,
right.
found out that bass. And then the guitar kicks in, and then he just sings in that that gravelly voice.
Right.
And everything about it is cool. It's just a cool song, and just so well put together. I think too, the guitar riff is great. The sort of wall of sound that you get out of just three guys is amazing.
Oh my god! Yeah,
There's parts in that when they recorded it. Another fun fact I learned: they used wood blocks as some of the rhythm that you hear in there, the kind of like extra rhythm that's going on in the background.
That's awesome. Yeah, it was like I can wood see block. That.
I mean, there's just all kinds of stuff in there. And plus, it's got a good little tune, too. It's like kind of hummable, you know?
Hell
you know,
yeah.
And it's about when you gambling, hear it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. You know, when you hear it, it's like, in your head for like 3 days. Yeah, yeah absolutely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I got to tell you, too, it's, you know, it's about gambling. And Lemmy even said, like, I guess he was more of a slots player. He loved to play the slots, but he's like, there's not so much you can really write about, you know, the pictures of fruit spinning around. So he just basically took like whatever kind of like cards and dice jargon that he could and put it into a song.
Yeah, absolutely.
But really,
yeah,
I think it's a way, though, it's about life, right? Like I love this song, this part here where he says, you know, I'm born to lose. You know, I'm born to lose and gambling's for fools, but that's the way I like it, baby. I don't want to live forever. So,
right. Yeah.
You know, right. It's about the whole idea of, you know,
it's the ultimate, not just,
statement. You know, gambling with your life, right?
Yeah.
You know, taking risks, right? Doing things
absolutely.
That, you know, we live life hard and, you know, to its fullest, right?
I got to say really quick, I was lucky enough to see Motorhead play with Lemmy, and they were at the 930 Club, and they came out, and the first thing he said was, in case you're so stupid that you're at the wrong show, we're f***ing Motorhead. They just played the whole show. It's the only onstage banter he had all night.
That's great. I just love it. I love it so much.
Great pick.
That song came out in 1980. And, it was a single, and then it was on the Ace of Spades album, which apparently was the first album that did anything really in the U.S. For Motorhead. And I discovered this song in the early to mid-80s on a British show they used to run on MTV called The Young Ones. I think we may have talked about this show before.
Briefly.
It was like a sitcom about like college students. It was sort of Monty Python-esque in sort of its level of absurdity.
Yeah. They used to play it back to back with Kids in the Hall. That's how I remember like, it. Yeah.
And they would just very weirdly kind of, you know, ham-handedly would just insert a band performing in the show. It like almost made no sense, but all of a sudden like a band would be playing in the living room, and they once on one of the episodes they had Motorhead and they played Ace of Spades right there, and I was just
yeah, we'll be on a TV show. Yeah
and I was just a teenager, and I was like, oh my god, that is so cool. Look at those guys, right? That is just the greatest.
Absolutely.
Thing.
So, yeah. What a great choice, Jim. That's probably, oh man, that's stone cold. Way to go out for the week.
Yeah. There we go. All right. So another Perfect Pop Week is concluded, but we can do another one if the listeners step up here and give us
your
pop selections, right? So what you want to do there is you could send a, we do want to hear your voice, and we want to hear you talk a little bit about the song and what you think makes it so great. So a couple ways you can do that. You can call and leave a message,
612-440-1984.
Yep, do that. 1984, in case you didn't understand that.
Sorry.
612-440-1984. Or you can record a voice memo and email it to rock@suburbspod.com. All right? And please do, because we would love to revisit this and add more to the list.
Well, that's what's the, you know, the glue that holds the fabric together of the show, Jim. And just want to say once again, that's a great way to round it out. And, you know, what is perfect pop, Jim? It's not defined, right? It's anything.
That's right.
I think, you know, we have to stress that.
Absolutely. So, just tell us about the songs that you think are so well done. You just
That's it.
Can't explain it, but we need you to. That's how. All right.
That's on the back of the t-shirt.
All right. Let's get out of here. Let's do something. We'll do something else next
Please.
Week.
Please. No. Yeah.
All right. It's Rockin' the Suburbs. I'm Jim Linehan.
I'm Patrick Foster.
We'll talk to you later.
Friend of ours came
over. Oh, hang on. Sorry. For some reason, I forgot to hit the button.
No worries.
You're recording, right?
Yep.
I was not. All right, I'm going to start over.
Penalty. Penalty.
Yeah. Well, Jim, we didn't get too far, so we're good.
Do you remember where you were on New Year's Eve 1984?
hang on. No, stop. I got to start the whole thing over. All right. Okay.
I got all of the outtakes.